Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone, I'm here with Mara Kessling. She's the founding executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality that was founded in 2003. They're located in Washington, D.C., and they're the only transgender advocacy group in Washington. Mara, I want you to tell us, who is the Transgender Equality, the National Center for Transgender Equality?
Thanks, Tony. We're a social justice organization in Washington, D.C. We focus primarily on changing policies to affect transgender people's lives in a positive way. And we work at the federal, state, and local level. And we have 12 employees, and that makes us kind of a small federal or national advocacy group, but we're mighty.
Now, you have two projects I see that you guys have worked on, the Racial and Economic Justice Initiative and the Trans Legal Services Network. Tell us about the Racial and Economic Justice Initiative.
Sure. I think we all agree as a board of directors, our board of directors and our staff, that we can no longer have useful or effective or moral LGBT movement or transgender movement unless we understand all of who our people are and realize that we really need to not just have a transgender movement. We do need to focus on transgender issues for sure, but we need to understand that we also have to be an anti-poverty movement and an anti-racism movement and a pro-disability rights movement and a pro-immigration rights movement. And our Racial and Economic Justice Initiative was a project we set up to make sure that throughout the organization and really spreading it into the movement that we understand this. We understand that a lot of our people are people of color, a lot of our people are low-income people, and to help trans people, we need to keep that in mind.
So you would agree that there are a lot of people of color who are transgender that are under the poverty level. And why do you think that is, Marla, for our community?
Well, I mean, we know it to be the case. We did a survey, our organization and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, 5 years ago, the National Trans Discrimination Survey, and we saw that trans people were four times as likely than the general public to live on less than $10,000 a year. We saw an unemployment rate about twice the national average, but that's for trans people as a whole. If you look at transgender people of color, the numbers were even worse. So when people face transphobia and they face racism, or another kind of marginalization like anti-disability or anti-immigration or anti-worker, they're going to be much worse off. And the folks who economically were the least well off in our sample were, in fact, the people of color, in particular, Black trans people. And I think it's
now
just straight up about discrimination and disrespect and the violence that we face.
So it's the racial and economic thing that the people of color are facing. They're just not facing racial discrimination. They're also facing economic injustice as well for being transgender.
Absolutely.
So it's a double whammy for the person of color. Now, let me ask
That's
you,
right.
The Trans Legal Services Network, what can that do for transgender? What is that all about?
So it's this really great project. It's only a little more than a year old. And what it is a network that we're establishing that networks 60 organizations around the country that provide name and gender change services for legal gender change services. So they don't do any medical work, but what they do is help people get name change orders through the court or the court to recognize somebody's gender, which is done in some states. So there, it turns out there were, we thought there were a dozen or so of these organizations, and it turns out there were 60 of them. And we helped them start new ones. For instance, there's one starting soon in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they're all over the place. They're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Seattle, and big places and little places. And you know, the one I'm most familiar with is the DC Trans Law here in DC, which in the last couple of years has helped 450 people change their names. And you know, as you know, that transgender people, it's sometimes very hard to get your name legally changed. And that means you have to try to get a job with a name that doesn't match who you say you are. So you may walk into a job interview and you tell them your name is Marcus, but your legal name is still Tanisha. And how are you supposed to, you know, how are you supposed to get a break? And then you go and you find out that it may cost you $300 or $500 or even more in some states to change your name, and you can't get a job, so where are you supposed to get the hundreds of dollars to change your name? So these organizations help people do the paperwork. Some of the organizations help the people pay the fees, and it's just a real lifesaver for some people.
Now, we have a president, President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, who's been rather supportive, have mentioned transgenders and transgender equality. Where do you see transgender equality going in 2015? What are your goals? What would you like to see happen this year while we still have a president that is pretty much supportive of transgender issues and equality?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say that President Obama has been the most trans-supportive president ever, and nobody's in second place. You know, the truth is nobody's ever focused on our stuff before. Nobody's ever talked to us. You know, next week, the White House, or I guess it's been pushed off for a week or two, but in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a summit at the White House on violence against transgender women. You know, that's a huge statement. You know, we'll see what comes out of it. You know, sometimes those things are very productive and sometimes they're not. But it's just a huge, important statement by the White House.
But now, you're talking about it when you're having a conversation.
Yeah, with really important people who can make a difference. And that's really amazingly important. So what we're hoping to do is a couple things. Number one, there's still some ways in which the administration itself is discriminating against us. There's still transgender people still are not allowed to serve in the military. There are still some federally controlled insurance plans like the Veterans Administration and the Federal Employee Health Benefits plans that disallow paying for transition-related care. And then there's things like immigration detention where the federal government is controlling people's lives but really mistreating them because they're transgender. So we're going to be working on all of that. And we're going to continue working to clearly establish and strengthen the understanding that existing civil rights laws, when they protect people based on sex from discrimination, that means us. If you discriminate against transgender people, it's sex discrimination. What else could it be? And the Obama administration has clearly acknowledged that, and we've gotten a lot of good clarification from the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Education, and on and on. And what we're trying to do is to just clearly establish this understanding of sex discrimination laws so that employers know that it's not okay to discriminate against us. And then the last big thing I'll mention is we're really hoping in the next 2 or 3 months that there will be introduced in Congress a new anti-discrimination law that will replace the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which has been the LGBT prime bill forever, but we're going to replace it with a comprehensive anti-discrimination bill, which when it passes eventually will protect LGBT people, so it'll be based on sexual orientation and gender identity and expression, that it'll protect us from discrimination in employment and housing and credit and jury service and government funding and some other areas. So that's a pretty big pile of stuff on our plate.
Well, I just finished jury service, and I'm glad I got out of it. So I'm glad I got out of it. If someone wants to support the National Center for Transgender Equality, tell them how they can support you guys.
Well, you can go to our brand-new website. It's only a couple weeks old, at transequality.org, so org as an organization, transequality.org. And there you can find out how to sign up to be on our email list. You can find out how to like us on Facebook. You can find out how to donate to us if that's something that meets your fancy. We have a big anniversary celebration on May 11th that we'd love to have people come to, where we have people come from the TV show Transparent. And the most important thing you can do to support our organization is to support trans people. Be good to them, give them jobs, and think about social justice and the rights for everybody. That will help us all.
Mara, I want to thank you for your valuable time and speaking with me today and talking about transgender equality and discussing racial justice among our trans brothers and sisters. I want you to have a great weekend, and once again, I thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I really appreciate being on, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.